Oh, thank you very much.
I've been wanting to catch up with you for about 12 months now, and I see you come up in the newspaper the other day. You're now working for AFL St. Rage, and you're heavily involved in women's football, and your idea of a junior competition's one of great merit. How'd you come up with the idea?
Footy in general, very passionate about it. Women in sport, all sports, also very passionate about that. As for the junior league, I spoke to David Kennedy, who runs AFL St. Rage here.
Yep.
And it's something that he's wanted in the pipeline for a little while. He's just needed a female to kind of help him get the push. And my idea of wanting a junior league is just to give the girls the grassroots, starting from juniors, getting the chance to learn, get their skill base right, and then go from there.
Well, when I read the article, I thought she's dead right, this young lady. We'll take AFLW, for example. Yep. Most of those players, although they played at a fairly good level, most of those players were just thrown into the big league, and they haven't come from the under-8s and 9s and true under-13s. And I can see the big picture that you're trying to envisage. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly right. Like, we all know that girls got to participate in Auskick until 14, I think it was.
Yep.
But for all, like, let's say AFLW as such, for a long period of them women's life, they didn't get to touch a football. Like, as soon as Auskick was up, that was it.
That was it.
Their pathway didn't exist. And so now that they've just been chucked into the big league, you do hear people say, oh, it's not up to scratch, it's no good, stuff like this. But they haven't been given that grassroots opportunity. So I'm just here to really drive that, I suppose.
Well, your football ground's pretty strong. You're involved with Bamble. You're joint coach out at Bamble for the women's team. And like you said, you're passionate about it. It's going to create a lot of work for you to try and get an actual junior league off the ground, though, Georgia, isn't it?
Well, yeah, for sure. It's going to be a lot of work. But with the help and support I have behind me, I think right now with how AFL Women's is looking and even our senior league, I think it's definitely possible.
Oh, I'm 100% on your side. I think it's very, very possible. Have you? I don't know how far you've progressed the idea. Have you spoken to the local clubs? Have you made any, or is this in its real formative stage?
We've definitely reached out. We're just giving clubs some breathing space to really get around their club as well and think about it, talk about it, and then come back to us with what they're thinking.
What age group are you thinking?
From anywhere. Well, in the SWFL here in the St. Rage, you can't actually play until you're 15 years of age.
Okay.
So juniors would be under 15, I'd say.
Well, that would be if you can't play senior football until you're 15. Yeah, under 15s would have to be where you start, wouldn't it?
Exactly right. Yep.
And that would probably be fairly. I don't know, I'm thinking out loud here, but that would probably be a much easier age group to target, I'd reckon.
Yeah, I think so too. And really the younger girls that are watching on and are in the crowds of the AFLW competition are girls from the age probably 11 to, the 15 mark, I would say.
I suppose the big thing is, Georgia, I suppose the really nice thing you'd like to achieve in the next 4 or 5 years is that young girl is a sports person, and they instantly go football, netball, not just netball. They've actually got another choice there. I'd like to see those two. I'd like to see football, netball fall their mouths together, basically.
Exactly right. Me also.
It's a very strong football legacy in St. Rage, as you know. The St. Rage Women's Football League's fairly strong at the moment, so I can't see a reason why you can't get an under-15s competition in some way, shape or form off the ground maybe next year.
Yeah. Next year we could definitely be hopeful for that. Definitely get the ball rolling now and just put it out there and just start approaching and then go from there, I think.
So you still involved at Bamble now?
Yep. Assistant coach, joint coach with Foz.
How's women's team shaping up?
Yeah, great. I've watched some of the fresh legs on the track and some of the older legs as well, and we've come leaps and bounds just in this pre-season, I feel.
Yeah, well, I was speaking to Peter Mangan, president of the Moringa Football Netball Club, and they had real problems with their ladies' numbers until your pre-season competition, and they've got 15 of their own players, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's also big thanks to girls, a part of the league, on social media, putting it out there that Moringa needs numbers. And people just from other clubs literally getting behind Moringa. Just have another team a part of this league. We don't want to see a team go down. So it's been great with the support and the numbers that they've got.
Yeah, it was a hell of a shock to the club. They basically had five or six players for that pre-season comp, and on the night, with a little bit of help from Werrimal, they were actually get a full side out there. And if 14 to 15 of their own players now, I think social media is a stronger tool than we realise, Georgia, and I think it's going to help you set up a junior competition.
Oh, exactly right. Even this right now, it's a driving force, being able to speak about it, show it off, things like that. Social media does wonders for sure.
Have you got much help at AFL level?
Right now, no. It's very much country getting around country.
Yep.
But there is some funding and stuff that David has spoken to me about that his clubs are interested in. We'll be able to give you details about. But, yeah, as from that, it's very country feel at the minute.
So you work full-time and you've taken this role on, and, well, it's going to be bigger than a part-time basis, Georgia, once you get it rolling, I think.
Yeah, and I suppose I don't really see it as a chore or a job. It's literally just something that once I knock off work, my interest just goes into footy. It always has, and it will for a long time yet.
So you've obviously played the game?
Yeah, love the game. Love the game very much.
God, played a lot of footy myself from under eights back in the day through to seniors, and, yeah, it gets in your blood. There's still days now that I'd love to have a kick, but I'm, you know, the head says one thing, the body says another, Georgia.
Yeah, that's it.
But I think it's great that women's sport in general, you can have a look through the Australian women's soccer team's brilliant to watch. Australian cricket team, you can sit down and watch any day of the week on TV. Ash Barty was a great role model. Aaron Phillips with the Adelaide Crows, Daisy Pearce. You can go through all the AFLW teams. It's good to see women's sport in this country starting to get the recognition it deserves.
Exactly right. Yep.
Georgia, it's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. Won't be the last time you'll be on the sideline of you. I'll keep track of where you're at. I'll probably harass you a few times throughout the year to see what sort of interest you've garnered through the junior competition. I think you might be on a bit of a winner.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the support.
Georgia, you make sure you have a great Easter. Take care, and may you get may Bambles season get off to a good start when you hit the ground.
Thank you so much.
And that's not so far away either, Georgia. Your first round for the Millwall League.
I know it's come around very quick.
It has, Georgia. You take care. Have a great Easter, and we'll definitely chat again soon.
You too. Thank you.